About 90 degrees in Houston, Texans for day two of Houston Texans training camp. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside the general, John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. Day two in the books.
I'll say this, when you're cool, you're cool. Doesn't matter the temperature, we're cool.
We're cool.
Day two's in the books. It was, I thought, a really good day of practice. Bill was unhappy. Not unhappy. I don't know if Bill's ever going to be happy, but they made a lot of mistakes the first day. Everything seemed to go a lot better. Having the fans out here, of course, makes a big difference because the players go harder. And then having Hard Knocks cameras around, I believe, even though the players won't admit it, Patty, that makes them go even harder.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And the big news really today, I don't know how big news it is, how urgent, but Bill O'Brien did put a date on the possible return of Jadeveon Clowney of August 17th.
And that'd be great. I'm kind of surprised, but it's 17 days away from our 16 days away, and that's good. He come out PUP, then he can practice, and right now he can't practice. He works out on the other field, and that was part of the plan. Get him in, bring him back, let him play in a couple of games, and then have him be a pass rusher against Kansas City.
What are realistically team overall expectations and maybe your expectations of what we can expect from Clowney when he does come back?
I think it would be foolish to expect him to come back at 100%. I think it'll be 2016 before we see for sure if he's going to be able to be the player he was when he was drafted, you know, with that phenomenal quickness off the ball, incredible closing burst to the quarterback. But if they could get 6 sacks with him, that'd be more than anybody last year other than J.J. Watt. Really, they'd like to have him up 8-10. That'd be great. Remember, Mario only had 5.5 his first season, and he was battling injury. So just having him out there as a pass rusher, I think is going to be a big uplift for the team.
Well, and as John mentioned, head coach Bill O'Brien, happier today in this day two practice than he was yesterday.
Yeah, I thought we got better today. Yeah, these guys came out and very focused. And we definitely took a step forward today. And, you know, I'm not going to really get into evaluations. I would just tell you that they all came out and competed today. They all repped with different groups. And I thought as a team we got better today. There weren't too many things that I wasn't pleased with. I thought we came out here and got better. You know, I thought these guys competed hard, you know, on both sides of the ball. And we made plays on both sides of the ball.
John, another thing we saw a lot of out here today was work on special teams, punt and kick returns.
And they should, because they were pathetic last year in the return game, and they were bad when it came to the coverage. So the one thing that surprised me most, Patty, about the offseason, they don't have anybody guaranteed to be a good return guy. If Chris Polk wins that third running back spot and he's active, he could be a kickoff returner, but they still don't have a punt returner you can hang your hat on. That's one of the things Bill O'Brien has got to find, not just in camp but in preseason. So instead of being a negative, it can at least, if not a positive, don't be a negative, be average.
Yeah, and he did say he found a couple possibilities today.
I thought we got better on the kickoff team today, worked our kickoff coverage, so looked like we found a couple guys there that are candidates to be on that kickoff team. So thought we got better today.
Yeah. Teams returns. What things do you look at when you're looking at that, and what things are you really trying to push the rookies to learn that may make the team buy some?
Number one is ability to catch the ball. As simple as that sounds, go back there and make the catch. Field the punt, field the kickoff, and then once that's accomplished, and I think all of those guys are working, that's a totally different task than catching a pass. Totally different. You have to judge the trajectory of the ball, the nose of the ball, the wind, the type of punter or kicker that's kicking to you. I mean, that takes a lot of work. So once we feel like they've gotten that down, then it's about, you know, what's their instincts as far as being a returner? You know, can they get the ball and then catch it cleanly and then go make a play? Make smart decisions with the ball, that's what we're looking for. And we won't really see a lot of that until, you know, the game.
John, I saw you spending some time with wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins here in the tent a little while ago. That'll be a story that you have in the Houston Chronicle tomorrow. Can you give us a little preview?
Well, one of the things he's talking about, and he said that other players, he's talking to Arian Foster, it's strange not seeing Andre Johnson out here. Not just out here, but in the meeting rooms, at his locker. Takes a little adjustment period, and he knows he's the guy. And he's fired up. He's ready. He missed the offseason program after having wrist surgery. He's 100%. He's off to a really good start. He is catching a lot of long passes today, making diving catches. He's in midseason form.
Well, and he will be getting some help, a talented group of receivers. And when we come back from our first time out here on the show, I will go one-on-one with one of them, Cecil Short. Stay with us.
Different strokes for different folks. You know, you got some guys out there that are in their mid-30s. You got some guys out there that are 20, 21 years old, you know. So some guys have played thousands and thousands of snaps in this league. Some guys have not. So I think you have to do a good job of gauging. Every single guy is a little bit different. You know, some days out here we'll give the veterans a day off and we'll practice the younger guys more, you know. Some days we'll grind it through, like today. You know, today and yesterday were a grind. Monday night's going to be a grind, you know, but we're only 2 days in. But I believe that we do a good job of gauging that based on who they are and how long they've played.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Joining me now, Cecil Shorts, day two of training camp in the books. You know, when you first got here, we talked about your excitement level. You could not have been happier to be here now that you've got a couple of practices under your belt. Still feeling the same way?
I feel even more excited. Just to be in this offense and be a part of this team. Billy O is a very passionate guy, and I love the fact that I get to play for him and their coaching staff, and I'm excited.
You know, your fifth training camp, and you're talking about playing for Bill O'Brien and the intensity here. Can you kind of give us sort of a breakdown of the differences from what you've been used to the last 4 years?
I'm not sure about the differences, but I just know here that Billy O is very passionate. And his coaching staff is too, and that all trickles down to the players. So you can tell when the coaches really want it, the players, it elevates the players' game, and it really puts, it really puts us up just to get out here and get going.
As you look at the guys out here, we're watching you working the jug machines after practice, staying late. You know, you're kind of one of those guys. There's some young, new talent. There's a few veterans on the team. You've got that, like I said, that 5 years in. You're kind of holding court there, keeping them loose. What do you see your role as far as from a leadership standpoint and in that capacity?
You know, kind of lead by example. We got we call him the OG, Nate Washington, been around 10, 11 years, so he's one more of the more vocal ones. I try to lead by example. You know, after practice, I got to get my work in, get routes in with the quarterbacks, and after that, catch 100 balls every day. But while we're doing that, we can have fun still. We're in training camp. We have a great job. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's still get to work in.
And you see some of these young guys. Now, DeAndre Hopkins, of course, a lot expected from him. Jalen Strong, just a lot of the younger. What do you see overall as a group talent level from the wide receiver core?
Their talent is exceptional. You know what I mean? I think you've seen Hopkins make some incredible grabs the last couple of days. But everybody's hungry, and everybody wants it. It's a very competitive group, and it's a good thing.
Any specific things or goals or things that you set for yourself that you want to accomplish here in this training camp before the season starts?
Just get better at my overall game, inside and out. You know, continue to be, try to be consistent every single day and really get better every single day, whatever I'm doing.
All right. Thank you so much. We have to take one final time out here on the show. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today as we wrap things up. John, things are going to change a little bit as we head into the week. Monday evening, tomorrow, our first night practice.
Probably going to be hotter when they get on the field tomorrow night than it is in the mornings at 8 and 8:30. But I like a night practice. It means I work all day. Don't have to spend all that time after practice working. I think the players will like it. Fans, I think it'll be different fans that are out here. And so it'll be very lively, hotly contested among the players. Can't wait.
All right. Is there anything now the next couple of days that you're really keeping your eye on that maybe we can tap into you here in a couple of days?
Just like the quarterbacks every day, strong safety and wide receivers. Those are the three positions wide open. And one of the things that shocked me was Bill O'Brien saying Jeff Adams, second-year offensive tackle, has a chance to start at left guard. That means Suofilo, to me, is not in shape or something because I saw him running by himself. So I was surprised by that, and I'll bet you by the first game, Suofilo is a starter.
All right, well, we'll be watching for that. We'll be with you, of course, each and every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans training camp today. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Patty.
Have a great night.